8:35, and as always on Tuesday mornings at 8:35, we are very excited to bring you the positive points on aging. And this week in from Oak Leaf Village, we welcome our dear friend Karen Pickard, who joins us. And hello, Karen.
Good morning. It's nice to be back. I feel like I've been gone forever.
Yeah, well, you know, with COVID and, yeah. and you were traveling for a while. And this time, at least you guys didn't get robbed, so that's good.
Hey, yeah, it was, you know, Costa Rica was better than San Francisco. What do you have to say about that?
You know, it makes you wonder, right?
Yes,
when you
got
to talk about countries being better than our own American cities. But yeah, then again, California itself is a foreign country these days. Especially places like San Francisco. Beautiful city, but...
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
It used to be my favorite, but
I was
going to
say, you know it from then and you know it from now, and it has changed dramatically in the years. Anyway, it's nice to see you here. I know we saw you over at the play on Saturday, so thank you for coming to see Beauty and the Beast. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm so glad we could come and support it. What a great group.
Well, I thank you, and I thank Marcia for being there, and we had an absolute blast getting on stage and performing, but... Now I'm having withdrawal. I really am.
Are you tired? Well, you're resting, I would think.
Well, I mean, it's now you're catching up with all the work that you thought you had kept up with that you realize you didn't keep up with, and that's coming back to haunt. But at the same time, it was a remarkable experience in my life.
Will you do it again?
No. No,
quickly said.
No, well, and again, everybody said, did you get the bug? Did you get the bug? Do you love it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I absolutely loved it. Three of the funnest, most enjoyable months I've had. But... I did it selfishly for one reason, and that was to be on that stage with my baby girl and Lainey, of course, also, but certainly to do a show with Hayden.
Yes.
And I was very selfish and very honest about my being selfish with that. And that was to create a lifelong memory for me and my baby girl.
And it did.
And it didn't disappoint. I think it was a pretty magical moment for me, at least it was. But anyway, I did get the bug. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I told them, I'm like, call my agent. If you have a part that's perfect for me, call my agent. Of course, Brian's my agent.
I was gonna say, Brian.
Well, because he takes 10% of everything that I gross.
Well, so, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad you shared with him.
Well, I mean, Brian, did I not give you 10% of everything I made off this play?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I made nothing off this play.
I know you did.
Yeah. Anyway.
My point.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about caregivers and remind folks out there that these people are compassionate, loving people.
Yes.
But they're also like piñatas.
You know,
you guys get whooped on. You get beat up verbally and all kinds of problems. Let's talk a little bit about the caregivers today.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I never thought about it, but you're right. The caregivers do get beat up on in all kinds of
like
ways.
Like piñatas.
And it does create resentment.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about caregiver guilt, and we've talked about making sure you get help for yourself, but you don't think about how... You resent the person you're taking care of, and you don't want to get there. You really don't. I mean, I have to jokingly use my husband as an example. For the last 6 years, he's had a surgery a year, and we kind of joke about it. But this last one, I finally said, you know, you need to stop. I am not a good caregiver, and I don't like being a caregiver, and I'm tired of being your caregiver.
Mm.
So God help us when he really does need me.
Right.
But, you know... It happens, and you don't mean to feel that way, but you do get resentful. When Phil was out for 3 months with his back surgery, I got tired of having to mow the grass, walk the dog, clean the house, cook the food. We're a team effort here, and when you're only doing it by yourself, it really gets old and tiresome.
And I appreciate your honesty on that because, again, when you take the vows for better or for worse, you know, blah, 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 rich and poor, you know, in good health and bad and all that, and you mean that when you say that, and ultimately you will step up, and you do step up when Phil wasn't doing well and whatever. Obviously, he didn't want to have a bad back and have to have surgery, and, you know, it was no fun for him either, but... The honesty of it is you still can't lie to yourself. You still get pretty frustrated and pretty angry.
And it's normal. And that's what you have to accept is that being frustrated, being angry, being resentful, that is a normal human emotion. And we should not ignore it. Because when you do ignore those feelings, that's when the bad stuff happens.
Sure.
That's when the elder abuse comes along. That's when you start drinking too much. That's when you start doing things you shouldn't do.
Right.
So don't ignore the feelings that are real and that do happen to everybody. And I don't care if you're caregiving for an older adult or if you're caregiving for a child. You have to remember that those are real emotions.
Absolutely. No question about it. And again, when it comes to dealing with these things, I know you've got some coping techniques and some ideas for us that we're going to talk about. But give us some more, if you can, Karen, some more examples, if you would, of situations that you've heard about when it comes, because there's a lot of emotions. You talked about resentment and things like that. There's also, there's guilt involved. Mm-hmm. Some people, I think about the fact with my mother, okay? Yes. Now, I'm happy to say that she's a labor of love, but she's labor. I mean, it's not easy taking care of her, and it's progressively getting worse and more challenging and leading us to very likely an assisted living facility in the next few weeks. So it's gotten more challenging.
Right.
But if anything, I feel guilty.
Of course you do.
You know, I don't feel angry at her. I feel guilty.
You feel guilty, but you're not in the throes of living with her.
Right.
You're not dealing with her 24 hours a day. And
right.
That makes a huge difference for people. And that's where the resentment comes in. Because also, not only do you get guilty feeling, you also are exhausted.
Sure.
It is physically and mentally exhausting to have to take care of somebody 24 hours a day when you're the only person doing it.
And unfortunately, you know, not everybody can afford to have home health care come in. Not everybody can afford assisted living. Not everybody can afford a lot of these things that might make and take some of the ease off it. But goodness gracious, I know you've got some of your own ideas for remedies. Let's start talking a little bit about what people might be able to do when they're starting to feel the walls close in on them.
Well, let's back up just a second and talk about some of the reasoning that this all happens.
Sure.
You know, you could be in a family of 7 kids and you may be the only child really doing anything. So you're going to have resentment towards your siblings. And, you know, why is nobody helping me here? You know, really.
And that's a very good question. Why is nobody helping me if I've got a bunch of brothers and sisters and I'm the only one stepping up?
Now, you're very fortunate. You and your brother do work
absolutely
together.
Absolutely. And I know my sister, if she were here, even despite the fact she had her stroke, she calls me every day. What can I do? What can I do? You know, and I said, just call mom and tell her you love her and make her laugh.
And you know what? A lot of family members don't do that.
Exactly.
A lot of family members just like act like, well, mom's got dementia. She doesn't know that I'm around anymore. Who cares? I'm not going to bother her. It's no point in me calling. I don't like calling her. It makes me uncomfortable to call. So they don't call. But you know what? That causes resentment.
Sure.
That causes anger. You're trying to balance a job and your children and your mother and your everybody else that you're taking care of. Can you imagine being a 55-year-old spouse and be told that your wife has early onset dementia?
Scary.
You think you're not going to be a little resentment because you think you had your whole life in front of
you. Yeah, wait a second. I've been working my whole life. We're about to enjoy growing old together and retiring and traveling and
kids
doing all the
house.
Things that we planned on doing. And now you're telling me instead of this, I'm going to take on a new job and a new career, and it's going to consume everything that I planned on doing. And now I'm going to be taking care of somebody who's not even going to be able to say, I appreciate it and I love you.
And probably eat up all your savings,
too,
while you're at it. That's really very frustrating.
Sure.
You start looking at your sacrifices and your responsibilities, and you just kind of stand there going, nobody's here to help. The reality is there are things that can help. There are things that you can do, but it's so stressful. And I can't stress that enough, that you need to start looking and you need to start planning for what you can do to help yourself. And one of the things that we tell people is to take some time and take a step back and look and see what's causing the resentment.
Right.
Look at your situation, because my situation, your situation, they're always different. Nobody's is alike, but take a few minutes and look to see what's causing the resentment. Is it that your family's not helping? Is it just that you're using all your savings and all your time and all your energy for this one person and you don't have time for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What's causing the problem? Because then you know how to fix it. If you don't evaluate, if you don't take that few minutes to look at yourself, then you can't figure out what to do next.
Good point. Yeah.
And, you know, this day and age, we don't like to look at ourselves much. We don't like to go, oh, well, I'm not perfect. I can't handle everything. Well, you can't handle everything, folks. We need to understand that we are all strong individuals, but you still need the help that you need.
Absolutely.
To have.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting that.
No. But this is not a society that likes to admit that there's a problem.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
I was listening to something the other day talking about we don't like the fact that we're aging. And, you know, it used to be we respected the elderly and we got wisdom from them. Now everybody wants to be 20 years old, and that's not necessarily a good thing. So people don't like to look at uncomfortable situations.
No, we really don't. And that's frustrating, especially when it comes to our seniors.
Yes.
We're headed to the Fox Business Report. In studio with us, Karen Pickard from over at Oakley Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging, something we love to do around here every single Tuesday morning, and we enjoy having Karen and Marcia come on in. Karen's with us today. We're going to continue talking about our caregivers as we roll along on a Tuesday at The Point. Stick around.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Futures are under pressure on Wall Street as investors wait for more earnings news. Also, the Consumer Price Index out tomorrow, which is the most widely watched and used measure of the U.S. inflation rate. The CPI is a monthly measure of the prices a household pays for a basket of consumer goods and services. AMC shares continue jumping in the pre-market. This is a day after meme stocks had yet another moment. Signet Jewelers is doing some shopping of its own, buying online jewelry brand Blue Nile to bolster its portfolio, acquiring it for $360 million in an all-cash deal. The parent company of Zales, Jared, and Kay Jewelers has also cut its financial forecast for the second quarter and full fiscal 2023, saying given heightened pressure on consumers' discretionary spending. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
It's one of the top 5K events in America today, held on the last Sunday in September, the Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk New York City event. That signature event has inspired about 80 other runs, walks, and climbs across our nation. Proceeds from events, including dozens of golf outings and barbecues, support the foundation's programs. Register for an event in your area, volunteer to start one, and join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.com.
Inflation has been brutal. The stock market hasn't been a whole lot better. You want to invest? You want an alternative to traditional stock market investing? Call Matt at thestockalternative.com. He's local. His number is 803-681-0528. Instead of traditional stocks and mutual funds, thestockalternative.com is where to turn. Give Matt a call. Ask some questions. He's happy to meet with you. He's happy to answer those questions. 681-0528 or online at www.thestockalternative.com.
Are you looking for free checking and free savings? Dave Ramsey here, telling you to go see my friends at Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union. They're not a mega bank that's so big they lose the ability to treat you like a human being. At Palmetto Citizens, you're not just a number, you're a member. Join today at any of their 14 locations or at palmettocitizens.org, federally insured by the NCUA.
The year is 1971, and Sadeth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Sadeth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SudethAuto.com.
The most dangerous appliance in the house is the clothes dryer. There's no bigger fire hazard than a dryer not working properly. I'm Patrick with Dryer Vent Wizard in Lexington. Is your dryer taking more than one cycle to dry clothes? It's more than cleaning out a lint trap. Dryer Vent Wizard helps with fire prevention, avoiding mold and mildew, saving energy, which saves dollars and extends the life of your dryer and even your clothes. Dryer vents are all we do. Online, it's LexingtonDryerVentWizard.com or call us today, 693-5357. That's 693-5357.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit aarp.org/veterans today.
Here are your two big deal cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
I love the sauce, don't you? So it's not just ranch. It's got a little zing to it.
Yeah, like a dilly ranch. Don't dilly-dally with this. Get to Sonic.
Don't dilly-dally. Run.
The ultimate burger for pickle lovers is here. The Sonic Big Dill Cheeseburger, topped with crispy pickle fries, crinkle-cut pickles, and creamy dilly ranch. Get yours now for just $4.49. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Where do you take your pooch when it's time to head out of town? Well, it wasn't long ago we were afraid to leave Adrian anywhere. Then we found a Paw's Paradise. Now when we need a vacation, we give Adrian one too at a Paw's Paradise. All we say is, Adrian, want to go to camp? She goes bonkers with excitement. It's a great environment for your pooch. They do doggy daycare every day, or they can keep your pooch when you go away for that long weekend or a full vacation. Learn more at apawsparadise.com or call them at 551-0323.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Good morning. I-20 East at 6, I-20 East at 26, and I-20 East at Monticello Road still backed up. Woodbury at Catalina with a collision, still working. Old Barnwell at Benjamin. Pace's Run Court at Pace's Run Boulevard, an accident is still out. LaBrasca's, Fort Jackson Boulevard, pizza, wings, subs, and more. Since 1966, LaBrasca's on Fort Jackson Boulevard. Doug Thomas with point A to point B traffic on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
All right, welcome back in. About 9 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be Your Way Home with Erica and John. We look forward to hearing what those folks have to educate us out in the mortgage world and getting that home buying experience taken care of during some volatile times. This is a good time to listen to the experts and let them give you some good tips on what's working and what's not working. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Here in this final 10 minutes of the 8 o'clock hour, we continue our positive points on aging. Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington in a segment that's become one of my favorite things we do here at The Point, the positive points on aging. We've been talking about our caregivers and talking all about some of the resentment and the anger and the guilt, all of the above, perhaps, if you would, when it comes to being a caregiver. And caregivers, it's tough, man. Boy, it's not an easy job at all. When you got to take care of somebody and not let that develop into something frustrating. So we were talking about the symptoms, what leads to it, and then we need to talk about how to deal with it.
How to deal with it. Once you've sat back and looked at the situation and realized what's going on in your world and what's important to you and what's happening, then you need to look for help. You've got to find help. You need to not be embarrassed to ask. And, you know, I think going back to what I was talking about earlier, I think people are embarrassed sometimes to ask for help. If you're a religious person, if you have a rabbi or a preacher or a priest, talk to them. They are a wealth of information. You would be surprised how much those people are trained to help people get answers to questions that they need. They may not be a caregiver themselves, but they really can listen. And sometimes all you need is somebody to vent to.
Sure.
A lot of people now do therapy, but in the old days before therapist was the big thing, we all went to our priest or our pastor and talked to them when things were hurting. And you know that it's going to be in confidence. And that's what you need. If you're talking to your best friend, you need to make sure your best friend's not running out and telling her best friend and telling her best friend and that kind of thing. Because these are things that are personal to you.
And you're trying to protect dignity of people. And you're trying to some things are just not meant to be in the church bulletin.
Right, exactly. You know? And you really do want to keep it private.
Yeah.
But by asking for help, you can go online. Social media has a lot of support groups now for dementia and caregivers. There are support groups online. There are support groups locally. We have ours at Oakleaf. You can go to the Alzheimer's Association website and look up a bunch of different support groups. And those are always confidential. People don't go around talking about stuff. And you might get a wealth of information. If you can, we do encourage people to hire professionals to help them. Geriatric case managers, we've talked about them before. Elder law attorneys, we've talked about them before. Try to talk to somebody who can help you. I know it's expensive. I understand that it takes money. And if you don't have it, you might not be able to do it. Like you're working with your mom now, maybe finding an assisted living is the answer. Maybe it's not, but you need the help. The other thing that I want people to understand is there are some funds out there for respite care. The Alzheimer's Association has money, and the Area Office on Aging, can help you find money for that. And it may be a temporary fix, but maybe all you need is a weekend off.
Right.
24 hours is huge sometimes.
You'd be amazed at just taking a break and unplugging from a stressful situation, what it can do for you. In terms of being able to step outside of the situation for a little while and just let it roll off your shoulders. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like getting a 24-hour massage. I'm just saying.
That sounds like a good idea.
That doesn't sound bad either, yeah. And so, you know, maybe during your 24 hours, you go and get yourself a massage.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you need to do whatever's good for your mental health. The thing that you're saying, though, that I want people to hear is you're not alone.
You're absolutely
not. You know,
not.
You might feel like the walls are closing in on you, but almost all of us, I'm not saying it's always, you know, that all these rules apply to all of us, but almost all of us, we have someone that we can count on, even if it is just for an hour or 2 hours or something like that. If that's all you can get, fine. If it's a day or a weekend, even better. But you're not alone. You do have friends, whether it's someone in the church or if it's somebody that you work with or your next door
neighbor.
Exactly, all of that. Somebody will help, but you got to be willing to ask. And that's one of the hardest things is to admit, I might need a little help here. I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
Right.
Would you mind sitting with mom while I just go get lunch with my brother, while I just go do this, while I just go and I go to a Gamecock football game?
Right.
Would you mind sitting with mom, mind sitting with dad just for a few hours so I can get a little mental health?
Well, and you'd be surprised how people really do want to help, but they don't know how to ask.
Sure,
you.
Right.
And so, I mean, you've heard me talk about keep little cards in your pocketbook or in your pocket that says, well, would you mow the grass? Would you do my grocery shopping? Will you go to the laundry for me? Those kinds of things are important, and people don't know what you need. Only you know, and you have to be willing to ask. You know, the other thing is take some time to yourself. If you're a person who likes to exercise, I know this is funny coming from me because I wouldn't exercise if my life depended on it, but I do walk, and I do like to walk. So if you do those kinds of things, say, I need to walk my dog every morning at 9 o'clock. Will you sit with mother for an hour while I do that?
Right.
Most people are, oh, yeah, no problem. Not a big deal.
Right.
And so that's something that you're doing for yourself that is very important.
And that's going to give you some peace of mind, and it's going to also allow you to not feel like a prisoner.
Right.
And by doing so, you will not develop resentment, and you will be able to take better care of the person you love because you're also taking care of yourself.
Elder abuse happens because people are exhausted. I'm totally convinced of that. So come up with a plan. That's what I want people to understand. It's time to take a minute for yourself and make a plan. That plan might be assigning roles to your siblings or to your neighbor or to somebody, but get people on board to help. Do some research. Take some time and find places that can help you. Find, is it an adult daycare that you can go to and that you can send mom to for a few hours every week? Is it the PACE program through the hospital systems that will help you out? Is it the Alzheimer's Association? Make a plan. Talk to your doctors. Talk to your mother's neurologist or your doctor, whomever it is that you trust that will help you find those. And find a safe place to vent. Find somebody that you can go scream at or yell at or cry with, somebody who understands the pain that you are going through and isn't going to judge you.
Again, you're not alone.
Yep.
Not only are you not alone in that there's people that want to help, there's also people who know exactly what you're going through.
That's right.
And have gone through it themselves or are going through it themselves, and they might need you as much as you need them.
That's right. The Caregivers Coalition has a symposium every year, and it's about getting help for caregivers.
Well, and you guys do your own support group.
We do a monthly support group. You just have to understand that all you got to do is pick up the phone, and sometimes that's the hardest thing to do ever.
There's no shame, and we're becoming better in our society, but we're still very far from where we need to be. There's no shame in admitting I need help.
And there's no shame in admitting that your parent might have dementia or that there's a
problem
going in. But sometimes people just are almost embarrassed by that. It should not be.
It's becoming more of a reality in our society than we want it to be. But as our baby boomers age, it's just a fact of life. It's just something that we are inundated with here in this country. Yep. Now, if people do want to join the support group or if they have questions, if they have anything they need to talk to you about at Oakley Village for mom or dad or whomever, how do they reach you?
Give us a call at 803-808-3477 or oakleyvillagelexington.com. Please do call.
Yeah, by all means. Karen and Marsha and the team over there are beautiful people. Oakley Village does a wonderful job for folks over there, and we are proud to have them as part of the family here at The Point. Erica and John are coming up next. I'll see everybody this afternoon at 4 o'clock. for the afternoon drive. For Karen, for Brian. Thank you, Brian. I'm Kev. We'll catch you later on the afternoon drive here at The Point. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. Arich Thomason. Former President Trump is denouncing an FBI raid on his Florida home. It happened while Mr. Trump was in New York City.
In a lengthy statement, the former president says that the FBI was conducting a search of his Florida estate. Justice Department spokesperson Dina Iverson said the agency had no comment when asked whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized the search. Trump's statement says the raid was unannounced, not necessary, or appropriate. Norman Hall, Washington.
Still no comment from the Justice Department or the FBI. The White House says it had no advance knowledge of the raid. House Minority Leader McCarthy advising Attorney General Garland to preserve all documents related to the operation. McCarthy vows congressional hearings if Republicans win control of the House in November. First, Communist China, now Taiwan.